Federer first reached the number one spot in 2004 and held it for the last time in 2018 before retiring from professional tennis in 2022. He achieved these successes with a playing style that used a variety of techniques to reach his goals. Federer also had a knack for tactics. He could quickly read the moves of his opponents and find clever ways to score points. In 2003, Federer established a charitable foundation that supports education, especially sports education, in poor communities. It works mostly through long-term partnerships with local organizations, so the community solves its own problems rather than depending on foreign help. The organization aims to do as much good as it can with its money, so it keeps its administrative costs below 10% of its budget. The foundation operates only in two areas, Switzerland and Southern Africa. This narrow focus increases the organization's effectiveness, just as Federer's early decision to focus only on tennis and not soccer enabled him to excel in the sport. Federer reached great heights of athletic excellence through effort and focus. That same approach now shapes his efforts to do good. Talk about it. What lessons can we learn from Federer's life about achieving great skill? If you were to start a charitable organization, what would it do? Would it focus on one area or many? Word bank. Singular. The researcher's singular goal is to find a cure for cancer. Tournament. 10 schools participated in the tournament. Professional. Many young people dream of becoming professional athletes, but few achieve this goal. Consecutive. It rained for 21 consecutive days. Tactics. Although physical ability is important in any sport, tactics can be even more important. Opponent. He wins many chess matches because he can predict what his opponents will do. Foundation. This foundation's goal is to make sure poor communities have access to medical care. Administrative. Administrative tasks take up much of this office worker's time. More information. Conditioning. Streak. Charitable. Excel.